Hello and welcome to the Knee Pain Guru website. My name is Bill Paravano, the Knee Pain Guru. It is Thursday, October 28th, and this is, I was telling you a few weeks ago how we're going to be putting more information, I'm going to be putting more information up currently on the website so you're up to date exactly with what is going on. I've been having a little bit of glitch with the technology. It looks like, well, you just shoot a video and get it up on the internet. Well, there's so much more to it than that to make sure it looks proper and all of that. And I'm not going to bore you with the details. However, the idea is I can get more current information to help you out what the situation you have going on with your knee pain. And the information that I'm putting out there is going to be in my virtual clinic. If you're not a member of my virtual clinic, you're going to want to do that. Earlier today, I just got done interviewing a nutritionist. Her name is Teresa. She had an incredible story about how she was over 50 pounds overweight, have issues with knee pain and all sorts of other stuff. It's a sort of a lesson for today. What I'd like to share with you, I had a phone call earlier today with a gentleman from Greece, and he had dislocated his knee very much like I did. And he went to one doctor, and one doctor said, just rest it, it'll heal on itself. He went to another doctor, and the doctor told him that it was torn. The ligament in his knee was torn. And he wanted to know, what exercises could he do to strengthen his knee? Well, I had to go back and forth with him a few times because if something is broken or torn, you got to get it fixed or you got to change your lifestyle. You just can't jump back into your life how you were functioning before you tore something. I mean, that's my story. That's what I did. I screwed that up. And the idea is, you can learn from my mistakes, and I'm looking out for all of the really cool new stuff out there that I experiment with myself on. I'm doing it. I work out 4 days a week. I'm working on, I told you a few weeks ago, my wife and I moved to Charleston, South Carolina, and I'm working on teaching a martial arts class like I was back in Louisville here in Charleston, and I learned so much from that I'm able to share with you different insights, different perspectives, different understandings of how tension translates in the body. And through the working out, through the exercises, through the research, through the stretching, through the breathing, the water and the nutrition, and all of this information goes into my virtual clinic. And for a fraction of what you would pay for going to a physical therapist or going to see a doctor. Now, this is not replacing a doctor. This is just saying that you found out nothing is broken or torn and everything is cool in your knee, yet you still have pain. All of this information is going into the virtual clinic. So I want to emphasize to you, make sure you're a member. Go to my website, thekneepainguru.com. Enter in your first name and email address. You'll get my free report. And then access the virtual clinic. There is buttons over along the right that you can click on to access the virtual clinic. And the information's going to be going up there. There's a ton in there right now. There's going to be a ton more. So I just want you to be aware of that. And that interview I did today with Teresa, that is one of a series of 6 interviews that I'm going to be doing here in the next month and a half to 2 months. All of that's going in the virtual clinic. Just to let you know, I have been speaking with a surgeon, a doctor who did knee and hip replacement surgeries, and I want to get him on an interview. I'm in the process of working on that as well. There was stuff that I learned on the call with him, which is really good stuff. And Hopefully I'm able to translate that a little bit, because doctor speak is kind of like lawyer speak, and it needs to be translated a little bit so we can understand it. And that's hopefully through my experience and through my research, I can make that translation so you could benefit from the information. And of course, the idea of you benefiting from it is you can get back to your life and enjoy the things you love to do without dealing with chronic knee pain. So that's some good information. Let's see, what else do I have going on here? Let me check my email here. Of course, if you want to, if you're on Facebook, do a Facebook search for the Knee Pain Guru. Same thing with Twitter. Do a search on the Knee Pain Guru and follow me on Twitter or friend me on Facebook. That'll be a good way. I'm going to be, I'm getting this technology thing tweaked out. I know about knee pain. I know how to help you get out of knee pain. I'm just working out the kinks as far as this whole technology thing. I just switched over to a Mac about 2 months ago, so that's been a huge learning curve. And I had a conversation on, gosh, what is today? It was Tuesday with video guys that are going to help me with some of the content so we can get this information really so it can describe what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about specific points for stretching, the specific exercises, you know, get the dual angles so you can see it really well. And of course, that's way beyond my scope of expertise. So I'm getting in some people that are going to help me with that. That'll be able, of course, you're going to benefit from it as well. So if I'm going back to the gentleman that I was speaking with earlier today, if something is broken or torn, make sure you get it fixed. Make sure if you have a knee injury, get it checked out by a doctor first. And if you aren't happy with their diagnosis, what they're saying, and you're still having issues, get a second diagnosis. I would highly, highly recommend that if you're going to get, if you're a very active person, you want to lead an active lifestyle, when you get your knee looked at, make sure you have an orthopedic doctor, preferably one that works with either a professional or a college-type sports team, and that is going to be huge. They know what they're talking about. They can't BS a coach as far as putting their players back on the field with the risk of them being injured. So a doctor that has experience with sports teams is going to make a huge difference in getting you an accurate diagnosis so you can get back and lead an accurate lifestyle. That's what I did when I had finally went to the doctor after my fourth knee dislocation. And that is what I found out. The doctor said, hey, the ligament's not there anymore. We can do an MRI. And he saved me money as far as an MRI because he knew because of how lax the knee was. And, you know, I was able to follow his instruction, and he did the surgery, physical therapy, knew what he was doing. And that's what you want to do when you're looking for a doctor. So please take my advice on this one, because that's the foundation we work from. If something is broken or torn, this is not the website for you. You're going to want to go somewhere else, primarily your doctor. However, if you're having pain, nothing is broken or torn, and it could be you don't need a surgery. If it's post-surgery, that's fine too. If you have swelling, discomfort, pain, tension, issues like that, then this is the website for you. However, if something is broken or torn, you need to go somewhere else. So it's if nothing is broken or torn and you have pain, or something is broken or torn, or something has been broken or torn has been fixed and you still have pain. So this is the place for you. So, okay, well, I'm going to wrap it up for today. That's enough rambling for once for now. And I'm going to wrap this up, get this edited, get it up online so you have this information, and shoot me emails. Send it to bill@theKneePainGuru.com, and I will be in touch soon.